wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
Few things stir our indignation, sympathy, and help as to see a little fella beat up by a big bully. And yet there's a sight worse than this, and so few seem moved by it. This thing is hidden with a subtlety that vies with a dope peddler's tricks, as our men and women and young people are being battered about like a plank on the ocean waves. They are being crushed and broken like the rock at the stone quarry. And the reaction is this. Some sink in defeat and become hopeless victims, while others try to hide the fact of their misery, but their attempt is as vain as a drinking man hiding his liquor. Humanity forms itself into these two classes, some hopelessly lying on the street and others staggering along and about to fall. What can be done about it? The culprit is the devil, and the cause is man's indifference to the word of God. And the means the devil uses are legion, sometimes the thrills of lust, sometimes the charms of the world, sometimes the allurement of money. The devil is too skilled a fisherman to use the same bait for all. But the result is always another victory for the devil and another knockdown and drag out for the man. But must man always be a fool for the devil, a victim of his ruinous attacks? Man tries his ideas, but they all fail. This is a sad and gloomy picture of this devil-battered and sin-racked humanity. But there is victory, sure victory, permanent victory, victory by blood. And that is my subject, victory by blood. The Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Overcame him, who? The devil and his kingdom of evil. Whoever were those who overcame the devil? In the preceding verses, they're referred to as our brethren, not apostles or prophets, not kings or princes, not evangelists or pastors, but our brethren, just the plain, everyday, run of common folks. So certainly the overcoming power was not in them. Our brethren. These are brethren in Christ, those who have been saved and changed by Christ. They have been born again and are God's children. Neighbor, all this is now possible to you. Our brethren, this takes me in, and it can take you in as well. May God grant a shout. Well do I remember how my godly parents would sing together, we are more than conquerors, we are more than conquerors, through him that loved us. And they were, and you and I can be too. Man fell to the devil in the Garden of Eden, it is true, but through our Lord Jesus Christ, men can be conquerors and victors over Satan. Our verse says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. A common man overcoming the devil, who is the most powerful of all created beings in heaven and earth? That sounds like a shepherd boy with a pebble killing a big armed giant. Yes, it does. And yet both are true experiences, and they can be yours and mine today. But when did they overcome the devil? When he was asleep? No. But when he will be really on the ball in activity, and when his kingdom will be at its peak, as he shall have his king on the throne and the Antichrist as his prophet, with the devil himself making up that dreadful trinity of evil. At that very time, this scripture shall be fulfilled, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The devil is the great imitator of God, and as God is a trinity, so the devil's final and greatest stand shall be as a trinity of evil. But even in that day, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By what? By the blood of the Lamb of God. How odd this seems. Yes, the cross of Christ is foolishness to those of this world, but to us who believe, it is the power of God. Do you remember reading about the Garden of Eden and how Satan entered there and defeated Adam? He thought he had the victory, and it certainly looked like it to see that naked man trying to hide in shame and fear. But God entered and turned that seeming defeat into glorious victory. Adam was clothed and his face beamed in hope, for by faith he believed in the promised Savior who would defeat the devil. Were you to ask what brought the victory, an angel would point out to you a slain lamb in a pool of blood. The price of the victory, victory by blood, the blood of the Lamb. We go 4,000 years further on, and we see what looked like a greater defeat for God. For this time, the devil and his gang had nailed to a criminal's cross the very Savior himself, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Remember, there was only one person ever called the Lamb of God. He was Jesus. And when it looked like the devil had won the day, suddenly that Lamb of God shouts in victory, "It is finished!" And Satan, sin, death, and all the force of evil fall back, defeated.
as the earth quakes, the temple's veil is rent in twain, and the executing soldier cries, truly, this was the Son of God. What brought the victory? It was the blood of the Lamb of God. God saw it, and his every claim was met, his righteousness was vindicated, and his great heart of love was free to enfold every repentant sinner. Men have seen that blood of the Lamb, and like thirsty travelers seen a spring of water, they have come and proven the cleansing power of that precious blood to meet their deep need. The devil saw that blood and trembled. He saw that veil rent as Jesus died. He saw that Lamb of God break the tomb asunder, and with that very body ascend into heaven. It was the blood of the Lamb that brought the victory. The devil knows it, and that's why he has his preachers fight the blood of Calvary. Today the devil may try to recover himself, but he's a wounded foe. The death wound was dealt him at Calvary, and soon he'll fall in his tracks, defeated by the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. But the devil is still loose and going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. An African hunter once shot a big lion in the heart, yet that lion charged him, though so fatally wounded. The devil knows his time is short. In the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, he received the fatal wound, as the Bible declares that Jesus Christ became man, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And soon, very soon, another great victory will be won, and it too will be won by the blood of the Lamb. And I'm going to share in it. I hope you will too. The verse I just quoted speaks of the power of death as the devil's power. Death is a conqueror that has only once been defeated in 6,000 years. Death triumphantly boasts, I've got it, the body of the king and of the peasant, the body of the genius and of the insane, the body of the benefactor and of the criminal. Yes, and the bodies of the Christians as well as the bodies of the ungodly. And death still holds the bodies of Peter and Paul and Mary too, that is certain. I got it, every hair of the head, every cell of the body, every part of the skin, and no one's ever been able to wrench my hand. I've got it, and I will keep it. This is the bold boast of death. Truly, death has been an undefeated champion all these 6,000 years, but in that one who conquered death is our hope. The man who left the tomb with every bone of his body, every cell of his flesh, and every drop of his blood, after allowing death to take a three-day grip on him. In him is our only hope, and one day we shall cry, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Christ cried, the victor's cry at Calvary. It is finished, as he overcame by his blood. The angels took up the victor's chorus at the empty tomb, crying, he is not here, he's risen as he said, the Lord is risen. The victory was won as Jesus entered into heaven by his own blood. Calvary was not defeat, it was glorious victory. Calvary looked like weakness, but it proved to be the power of God triumphing over the devil. And when Jesus comes again, all those who have known, as the hymn says, there's power in the blood, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, all the redeemed of the Lord, those who belong to Christ, shall rise. Their bodies will leave their graves. Death will be robbed of its prey, and not a hair, a cell, a bone will be left behind. For death shall be swallowed up in victory, glorious, complete victory. And we shall rise in our immortal and incorruptible bodies, rise right through the second heaven, the camp of the devil. And the devil and his legions shall fall back, just like the Red Sea opened up before the Israelites who were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And we shall go into heaven, shouting all the way home the victor's anthem. Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you had any doubt how this great company got the victory, were you to listen to them as they arrive in their heavenly home, the victory won forever, you would hear this. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, truly they too overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. It was victory by blood. Neighbor, if you want to be on the winning side, the side of victory, be on the Lord's side. The challenge of heaven now goes to each one. Who is on the Lord's side? Who? You make your choice. If you inquire, but what must I do? Sinner, you're a wreck, a moral and spiritual wreck, and your future is all dark and threatening. But look, lift your eyes and see. Within your reach is what will bring victory, but you do not know how to use it. Let me show you. I know, for it worked for me, and it will for you. It will stupefy, it will bring to his knees before its power the enemy of your soul, the devil. Listen, the blood of the Lamb was shed on Calvary's cross for you. Lay hold of it, and its saving power you shall know. Are you now willing to take in your hand the blood of Christ to trust in him alone as your Savior? If you are, then cry to God, O God, I now claim the blood of Jesus Christ, thy Son, as my only hope. Save me, cleanse me, deliver me, Lord Jesus, by thy precious blood. And he will. Salvation, cleansing, and victory you shall know by the blood of the Lamb. And if the devil comes at you again, just hold up in his face the blood of the Lamb, and he will flee from you. For the memory of his bitter defeat at Calvary so haunts him, he will leave. When my Christian mother was very weak after a severe operation, the devil came like a roaring lion to scare her, and he shrieked, I'll get you. But she answered, no, you won't. I'm redeemed by the blood of Christ. And he was gone. And if you come to die and the devil tries to scare you at death, just remember that Jesus our Lord, who gave his blood for us on Calvary's cross, is now alive and enthroned in heaven with that very same body, this same Jesus. The blood that he gave to redeem us, he's taken again in resurrection. Death could not hold one drop of it. Our Savior with that blood is on the highest throne of God. Victory in death. Victory and resurrection, but always victory by blood. Neighbor, this victory can be yours now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed Lord Jesus, we thank thee for thy complete victory over sin, death, and the devil. Make it real in our hearts and lives today. Amen.
Wounded for me.
Neighbor, the Bible says the end of all things is at hand. A great climax is just ahead, an awful crash as the things of time meet their Waterloo and eternity takes over, and you will be involved. How will it all end for you? Will you end your space of time by going down in total defeat? Will you go into eternity crushed down under the great load of your sins? To die in your sins without Christ will be to become another victim of the devil and to sink into that everlasting fire God prepared for the devil and all those who choose to walk in his ways. But you may end your stay here in triumph, glorious victory, by the blood of the Lamb of God, as my message has declared to you. Instead of dying in your sins, you can be forgiven and cleansed from them, to have victory over them, over their control of you, as set free from their dominion by the Lord Jesus. Will you not call on the Lord Jesus in your helpless distress? Call. Lord Jesus, the devil will get me, and hellfire will be my end, and I cannot deliver myself. I cry to thee to save me as I cling to thee, Lord Jesus. I confess thee as my Lord and my Savior. I want to be in thy army and know thy victory, all by thy precious blood, Lord Jesus. Amen. That call and confession will bring you his salvation, and you shall share in his final victory, and you too will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.